It's a Surrey Song podcast with Player Layer and a rare one of those little bits of the show before we start the main bit. First time we've ever done one of these. So step forward, Emily Govin. First of all, how are things with you at the minute?
Hi, Andy. Yeah, it's great to speak to you. Things are strange, but going okay, thanks. Spending my time at home at the minute with my parents, so that's really nice to spend some time with them that I wouldn't normally. Yeah, just trying to keep busy with my uni work and placement work and lots of things like that.
We have recently seen the news that you and your Team Surrey Netball teammates going to be taking part in a couple of events to help fundraise for the NHS?
Yeah, so we previously did a handstand challenge that was sort of based around our varsity and trying to challenge Royal Holloway, which are our varsity competitors. And now this week, Team Surrey Netball will be running 5 12-and-a-half-hour shifts with time slots sort of allocated throughout the day from 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And really, we've got five final year nurses that have gone straight into working for the NHS. We wanted to show our support for them. Other ex-club members like Jess Dale, who was our club president last year and is working as a paramedic, you know, obviously all the other amazing NHS staff. So we're going to see how far we can run in the time that they're usually on shift. And yeah, would really appreciate if people can help support our club, support the NHS.
How did you get on with that handstand challenge?
Well, I did actually used to do a bit of gymnastics when I was younger before netball, so I was able to do the handstand, but we did allow lots of different variations of the handstands, you know, against a wall or someone holding you. But yeah, it was actually really, really fun to give it a go, and I tried to do a few different variations, but they didn't go too well. But
I love uni challenges at the best of times, but did you manage to get the win on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. They haven't announced the final winner. So
yeah, you did.
Watch
come
this
on.
Space.
Yeah, it's a stomp pod, yeah. But it's just some of the great things that unis up and down the country and players that know people that are at the NHS are doing to help at this time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's really important, obviously, to be showing our support for the NHS workers now, you know, more than ever because of how hard they're working for us. And as well, it's giving us things to do as well and keep connected and stay engaged and, you know, doing these little challenges. It gives you something you've got in your day that you've got to do. And it's nice to, at the minute, all on our social media is people are putting up the times that they're running and putting pictures and videos of themselves, and it's just great to see all of that and feel connected with everybody, even though we're obviously apart at the minute.
We know as well that Charlotte from the under 21s and another seven are going to be running 500k. So this to me just not only sums up netball but that whole attitude that Storm athletes have and Storm players. It's doing what we can.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've summed it up there, just doing as much as we can and staying connected with each other. I mean, 500 kilometres is a very long way to be running, particularly when there's not a ball involved. So, yeah, really impressive from those guys. And, yeah, we'll have to see how many kilometres we're able to run as a club.
Yeah, in the seniors, we know about Niamh and Jess. How they're getting on at the minute? Have you been in touch via Zoom, messages, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we're chatting each week, just sort of a catch-up chat, and then we've got a weekly quiz, which is run by Mickey, which is really, really great and nice just to check in with everybody. Yeah, Jess and Niamh extremely busy right now, but they're keeping in good spirits and, yeah, staying connected with us all.
So how can we maybe donate a pound or two to Team Surrey at this time?
Yeah, that would be amazing. So on Team Surrey Netball social media, particularly on their Instagram and Facebook, there's a link there that you can just click on really easy and just donate some money. We've all also donated ourselves when we're running. So you can also see it on other people's social media, including my own, but probably the easiest way is the Team Surrey Netball social media.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Charlotte Pittaway, you're from the under-21s here at Storm, and you and a group of our finest are going to be running 500k to raise money for the NHS.
Yes.
Who came up with the idea?
It was mainly a group decision because we spend a lot of time on FaceTime doing workouts. So we thought, why don't we throw running into the mix? And then the idea of charity came in as well.
And especially at this time as well, it's important that we all do something like this to show our support.
Yes, definitely.
I saw online as well, you'd initially wanted £500, but you almost raised that in a day.
Yeah, it was insane to all of us. We weren't even expecting to reach that goal. And hours after we announced it, we'd raised 250, and we woke up the next day with £500 on the target. So it's allowed us to extend it now to 1,000. But we haven't got a set date, because if we do manage to like complete it quicker than we're expecting, then we'll be looking to extend it to like run further and raise more money.
Has it been important, obviously, knowing that not only family and friends, but people like Niamh and Jess are part of the NHS on the front line as well?
Yeah, definitely. We were thinking about everyone, and we thought, well, we've got people within our enfranchise that we need to support so much and look after. So that's another reason why we've decided to do it.
How can we find out more about supporting you all?
Surrey Storm have retweeted the link. The link for the GoFundMe is on there.
The nice thing is, those Storm fans, podcast fans, even if we all just chip in a pound, that'll certainly help, won't it?
Definitely it will, yeah.
I know the season was a bit of an unusual one, to say the least, but did you find it okay? Was it somewhat enjoyable?
Yes. The girls, we made such a great bond throughout the whole season, and towards the end, we were coming together so much. We can see all of our improvements together. It was amazing.
And you just, once this is over, just can't wait to see everybody and get back to a bit of normality being part of the Storm again.
Yeah, training back to normal. We're really looking forward to it.
Emily, have you got the Mr. Kiplings and the posh mugs out? Because we have got guests of all guests today.
An absolute Storm legend. Just a legend.
Bless you. Or a myth.
It is episode number 25, and to be fair, it's always my favourite number, less than 26. Please be upstanding for Steph Bellow. Welcome to the Surrey Storm podcast.
Thank you.
All the way from the other side of the pond.
I know, right?
Where are you right now, Steph?
I'm in just outside of Raleigh in North Carolina.
Oh, and how long have you been living out there now?
God, it will be 2015, so nearly 5 years.
Oh my goodness, and you're loving your life.
Yeah, it's good. It's very different. I've got married this year as well. So
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so a lot's happened, and had my little boy 3 weeks ago. So
congratulations.
Since here. And we bought a house as well.
Oh gosh, all the growing up.
I know. I know. All in one go as well.
And I suppose the main question is, what's your netball life like out there?
Well, do you know what? I've actually had some really good opportunities to play. Obviously, it's not anywhere near as big over here. But before I had my babies, I've been playing for a team called the Untouchables in New York. So that's been really cool. So I'd go up and play just summer league or tournaments. Obviously, it's not something I can go and train with every week. And then there's a team in Atlanta I've done a couple of tournaments for, and a team in Houston that I play in the, you know, they do US Open, they do like a national.
Yeah.
So I've been playing in that pretty much every year, other than last year when I was pregnant, since I've been here, with a team in Houston. They're called Katie Swifts, and really cool group of ladies that are, they work in a British school, so Australians, English, Scottish. Got in touch with them and then been playing with them every year, so kind of a bit sporadic, but really enjoy it. And New York's super cool because the only place, because a big Caribbean residency there, you actually have quite a lot of outdoor courts. Like, you don't find courts laid out. I mean, if you define netball posts, I mean, you just don't find them. But they've got a lot of outdoor courts in Brooklyn and in Queens, and done some summer tournaments out there, which has been really, really cool. I've loved that. So hopefully get back. Well, I was hoping this year, but depending on good old Corona. I don't know.
It's ruining everything.
I know. Because the US Open this year, November, is in Vegas. And my plan was, my kind of goal after having the baby, was to be able to play in that. So we'll see if I make it there.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was messaging Mickey today, and the last message I sent her was a screenshot of the US Open in Vegas going, is that not pre-season work?
Oh, my God, it'd be amazing if you guys came over. I can imagine.
Hey, well, if you're going over there for that, I'm blagging my way there somewhere.
Oh, my goodness, that'd be amazing. And you see, like, it's so funny. I see umpires, like, the one last year before last, I get there, and Bill is there. Bill and...
Well, Bill Alexander.
Yes. I'm amazing. In the hotel, like, huh? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, they get quite a few umpires and people to come over. So yeah, it's a super cool tournament. I mean, it's not like home, but it's just a little opportunity just to have a little run out.
And I guess for us, where we're coming from, I mean, obviously it's all Storm related. So like, what, we're just sort of chatting then, but when did you sign for Storm?
God, I was just speaking to Andy thinking, so it was 2014 I left. So for, I think maybe 2010?
I think you were our year two. I don't think you were in that first squad, were you? So you were second.
Yeah,
because I went to, so I was Hurricanes. Before it went to Storm, I went to Mavericks because I wasn't there when Jeeva was there and Sonia.
There you go.
When they left, I came.
Oh, there you go. Just moving aside for you.
Yeah. yeah, so that's when, and it was Mary's last year. Was it Mary's last year? 2 years?
No.
Because mainly Tamsin, who was coach when I was there.
Oh, fair enough.
Mary was there when I first went.
Ah, and what's your main memories of your time at Storm?
God, I loved it. Like, it was living with you for a while. I don't know if you know Andy. So I'd been made redundant from Heathrow, and I'd got a new job. I'd bought a place which wasn't ready. Or something had gone wrong with it. God, my mind's real baby brain.
Something I can't remember.
Yeah, and I had stuck. I had nowhere to go. It was bad times. And Emily and Matt, bless them, they said I could live with them. So I stayed with them for a while.
It wasn't like 4 weeks and then it turned out 6 months, anything like that, was it?
It wasn't. I stayed for a while.
It was a couple of months, a few months.
Yeah,
it was lovely.
It was, because I stayed between there and Donna. So do you remember Donna Fearon? From Hurricanes.
Yes.
So I had the same scenario. So between Donna and Emily put me up for a while because I had put down, I was supposed to move into a place and it fell through. I had some real kind of weird luck or bad luck. I had about three or four houses kind of fell through. And then the one I then ended up getting needed loads of work doing to it. It just wasn't part of the plan. But really kind. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a really lovely time living with you guys.
It was lovely. It stopped me and Matt killing each other, you know. That was nice. Always the voice of reason, old Steph.
So, and then in terms of memories, just getting to know new players and just, yeah, I love the training. Tams is a great coach. I mean, she's one of the best coaches that I've ever played with and just such a smart cookie. And then playing back with, like, Becky Nash, because obviously I had played with Becky years before, but we hadn't played together for a while.
The Hurricanes beforehand.
Yes, we had. And then I'd gone to Mavericks. I'm trying to remember it all. And she'd gone to Storm. So it was just really lovely memories.
Pam and Katie Holland were in that side as well, weren't they, at that time?
Yep. So Pam came a year later. Ash Neal was part of it. Who was the really good? Joe, the wing attack. Red hair wing attack. And then I'm trying to think of anything that kind of really stands out. Getting to know Kat really well. That was one of my fond memories as well. And then that game we had against Thunder, I think it was, where we were 9 down. That's probably one of my favourite games with Storm. And then we came back to win it by 1 at the very end.
Nice.
Yeah.
Intrigued Storm. One by 1 in the dying second.
Yeah, exactly. And just seeing it build. Like, just, you know, numbers coming in from a spectator perspective, all the effort and work that was put in at the sports park. Love training with Mark. Mark was brilliant. Mark Garfoot. So
he's still there.
He is. God, I haven't spoken to him and Danielle. So from an S&C perspective and physio perspective, like, it was just such a lovely setup. Very respectful, very professional. And it was just nice to be a part of it, especially when I think about, I first started with Super Cup, and then you see this whole thing develop. like a sport you've been so passionate about and you've paid how much money to play in all over the years from county and all the leagues beforehand, national clubs, I think it was before, wasn't it? And then you see this little tournament of Super Cup just get bigger and bigger. And I remember being the first one at Hurricanes when we played and it turned to Super League. And I think there were like 10 people there watching. And then just to be part of that, then Mavericks, and then ultimately Storm, and then to have over 1,000 people, which was massive numbers at that time. Obviously, it's increased hugely since then. But it's just been nice to be part of that journey and see a sport that you've loved and been a huge part of your life and friendships and relationships turn into something huge. I'm so proud when I watch like the Commonwealth or I watch Super League now. It's just so lovely just to see and see girls that are still playing.
Oh, and isn't it ridiculous? You look at like your Katie Hughes's and you think, well, she was a baby.
Yeah.
Like that first year when you were there.
Yeah.
And now she's the absolute matriarch. And sometimes she needs reminding. But she's still just as good now as she was back then.
Yeah. And I was thinking then, just as you said that, about Katie, like with Georgia as well, like when I speak to Cam, she says that Maverick, she's doing so well there. Katie Harris as well, like just seeing her, how she came along. Amy, goodness, I mean, she's playing incredible netball. Amy Flanagan. So it's just...
I would think Amy Flanagan's netball reminds me of your netball. Really similar...
Better than me. Definitely.
Like, hasn't seen Steph play because it has been a little while, but Steph was a bit of a understated ball winner. So if you needed a job doing, Steph would just get her head down and crack on with it. And I think that's kind of your Amy Flanagan's, like they would help you in that absolute crucial moment. So yeah, I do often think when I watch Amy play that she reminds me of you.
I'll definitely take that as a compliment. Yeah, really rate Amy. And and it's so nice just to see them come along. Like you see them as young, they're young, really young players at Storm. And that's what Tamsa did a really good job of, I found. You know, she got players that were, there weren't any big names, and was able to pick out talent and provide a culture and nurture that. And you see them come along and I see them playing now. And a lot of it is down to that part, that time in Storm. So it was nice to be part of that journey and to watch them grow. Because I was obviously always one of the older ones. So I always knew I was, you know, I only had a couple of years left of what I was going to play and what I was going to do next. So it was just so good just to see the youngsters coming through and see their talent develop. So just being somewhat a tiny part of that is great to see them now.
I was thinking, were you, me and Andy as well, we were talking yesterday, were you about, you must have played with Nat Seaton as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Nat was there when I was there.
It's funny, a lot of people won't have ever seen Nat play.
Yeah.
And obviously with the profile he's got in the Super League with Pulse at the moment and all the amazing stuff she's doing. And actually, like, again, you two, again, as a partnership, a goal defence, wing defence, were formidable.
Yeah. Played Nat for years and at Mavericks and at Academy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Exciting.
There's plenty of... YouTube videos online. One in particular, Nair calls you a training machine.
Oh.
How much did you enjoy things like training in the day?
I did. You know what? And I love the challenge that it gave me. I mean, it was my one thing that I just wanted to put all effort into, as much as I hated like the bleep test and all the stuff we had to do. It was just the one thing that... if I kept my head down and just worked as hard as I could, it just made me feel better at training when I was on the court, playing. And that I've always been like that, and I still work out now and still try and train now. It just gives me sanity. It's not like some great desire to train and hurt and feel the pain of it. But I tell you what's worse than, it's when you play, and I do it now when if I've played in a few of the tournaments that I've played here, to play now and to think, I could have done this, or I could have done better at it. So for me, I think, if I train hard, then it is what it is on the court. But I don't ever want to play and think, I should have done better, and if I trained harder, I would have done.
That's a good mentality.
How much did you enjoy training some of those younger members of the team, just having them as part of the squad and maybe offering them a bit of advice here and there?
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I loved seeing, and it wasn't necessarily about an age thing. I liked being part of that collective group. Like, you know, sometimes with teams, it's not always that. Sometimes it's just not. You have a mixture of personalities, right? It's like anything. And with Storm, I always felt we had such a lovely team and a group of strong women with strong personalities, but very respectful of each other. And the youngsters were always, they just put in a heck of a lot of work at the time, and they really fought for their place. And I like being part of, like I said a few minutes ago, just part of their growth and their, as they matured into it. And also going through their own stuff, right? As we all did, as we go through things with netball, you know, relationships, school, jobs, losing a job, breakups, all that kind of stuff. And then kind of, you know, babies and moving away come a little bit later. But you get so close because you become a part of that life as well. You spend so much time together. So inevitably, it's not just about netball. So it's just being part of a different level and variety and age ranges and life experiences of these amazing women who are all collectively there together. And you all have some kind of strength if you're there to play a physical sport. And it's just something I'm very proud of. And it's something that I would advocate massively. I mean, I have a stepdaughter now who's 11, and I'm push her so much for team sports. Like, she's really good at dance and she loves that stuff. And she plays a bit of basketball. Obviously netball's not here, but I just play such a strong importance on female team sports for young girls growing up. It just keeps you out of trouble, just keeps you have the strongest relationships. Like, my best friends still are from netball.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I've loved that. And like I said, I follow a lot of them, like I said, with Georgia and Katie and Amy. I follow what they're doing now, and it's just nice to see and just great to hear, kind of like, oh, how, you know, because I speak to Camilla still and just find out how they're doing in their respective teams.
Keep an eye out shortly for part two of our great chat with Steph Bellor. And in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. We're at Surrey Storm and then the number 10. And the latest from the club is online at surreystormnetball.co.uk.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.